Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Smoothie Saturdays. Today we're going to be talking about goji berries for your superfood smoothies. And every time I hear the word goji berries, I can't help but think about the inappropriate yogi guy. There's a great YouTube video that I'll link to in the show notes here. You have to go watch that. If you have anything to do with the yoga world, you'll probably think it's kind of funny. And in fact, funnily enough, it was at a yoga workshop that I first learned about goji berries as a fabulous source of protein. So goji berries are also loaded with essential amino acids. They're a rich source of vitamin A and C. They also contain zinc, iron, phosphorus, riboflavin, which is B2, vitamin E, as well as carotenoids, including beta carotene. So traditionally, goji berry was grown in the Himalayan mountains of Tibet and Mongolia and was used thousands of years medicinally in traditional Chinese medicine. So they are known for strength and longevity, and they act on the liver and kidney meridians to help with lower back pain, dizziness, and eyesight, according to traditional Chinese medicine. So the goji berry, though, isn't all good news. You have to be cautious when you're using any kind of superfoods and any kind of herbs. So if you take warfarin, a blood thinner, you may want to avoid goji berries. And goji berries may also interact with diabetes and blood pressure drugs. Also, my naturopath doctor warned me when I started to notice that goji berries were giving me headaches and migraines, that goji berries are a nightshade. So if you are sensitive to nightshades and avoid nightshades like potatoes, tomatoes, eggplants, peppers to reduce inflammation or for any other reason, goji berries might not be a good fit for you either. But all that said, they are a superfood and a powerhouse of nutrition. And if you can handle nightshades and they aren't going to interact with any other kind of medication you're taking, they are a great idea. So today we're going to make Tim a fabulous superfood smoothie with goji berries that will be loaded with protein. It's going to give him a little extra protein kick. It's going to give him some iron, lots of good things. Lots of essential amino acids. We're going to put 2 tablespoons of goji berries in his smoothie on top of his regular protein powder. And, you know, they don't really have a lot of taste, actually. So you can throw them in. People use them a lot in granola and stuff, too. It's nice to soak them if you use them in granola. You can see they're kind of hard. So they get really hard. So you can include your regular protein powder. We're going to put a banana in that to sweeten it up. Yay. Tim's happy about that. I also pulled some red Russian kale, baby kale, right out of our garden this morning. We're going to put that in. And then we'll put some raspberries in. Raspberries are Tim's favorite. I thought it would keep the smoothie nice, kind of a red color. We've only got 1 scoop left. Bottom of the barrel. We seem to get lots of bottom of the barrels in our videos. So I thought it would look nice with the goji berries. And then you can top it up with non-dairy milk or water. Tim likes water in his smoothies. I'm going to add about 2 cups of water to that. And then we will blend that all up. Okay, so we've blended up our goji berry power food, superfood smoothie here. Gonna pour it into our glass. I'll give it a little taste before we give it to Tim. A little taste test. Super delicious. So it's a great superfood smoothie for you with lots of protein, lots of iron. Great thing to power you through your day. Cheers. Leave your comments below. Look forward to hearing from you.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.